Title: The US Coronavirus Inbound Travel Ban has been expanded to flights from the UK, Ireland, and Schengen countries, in addition to the previous ban from China and Iran. Content: On Monday, March 16th, 2020, the US will be extending the March 13th, 2020 European travel ban to certain foreign nationals who have been in the United Kingdom and Ireland for 14 days prior to boarding. These two countries were previously exempted from the Wednesday, March 11th th presidential proclamation, the first proclamation. Exceptions and limitations to the coronavirus travel ban. The proclamation and its recent extension, however, contain several exemptions and thus shall not apply to U.S. citizens, any lawful permanent resident of the United States, any foreign national who is the spouse of a U.S. citizen or lawful permanent resident, any foreign national who is the parent or legal guardian of a U.S. citizen or lawful permanent resident, provided that the U.S. citizen or lawful permanent resident is unmarried and under the age of 21, any foreign national who is the sibling of a U.S. citizen or lawful permanent resident, provided that both are unmarried and under the age of 21, any foreign national who is the child, foster child, or ward of a U.S. citizen or lawful permanent resident, or who is a prospective adoptee seeking to enter the United States pursuant to the IR-4 or IH-4 visa classifications, any foreign national traveling at the invitation of the United States government for a purpose related to containment or mitigation of the virus, any foreign national traveling as a non-immigrant pursuant to a C-1-D or C-1/D non-immigrant visa as a crew member, or any alien otherwise traveling to the United States as air or sea crew, any foreign national, A, seeking entry into or transiting the United States pursuant to one of the following visas: A-1, A-2, C-2, C-3, as a foreign government official or immediate family member of an official, E-1, as an employee of TECRO or TECO or the employee's immediate family members, G-1, G-2, G-3, G-4, NATO 1 through NATO 4, or NATO 6, or seeking to enter as a non-immigrant in one of those NATO categories, or B, whose travel falls within the scope of Section 11 of the United Nations Headquarters Agreement, any foreign national whose entry would not pose a significant risk of introducing, transmitting, or spreading the virus, as determined by the Secretary of Health and Human Services, through the CDC director or his designee, any foreign national whose entry would further important United States law enforcement objectives, as determined by the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Homeland Security, or their respective designees, based on a recommendation of the Attorney General or his designee, any foreign national whose entry would be in the national interest, as determined by the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Homeland Security, or their designees, or members of the U.S. Armed Forces and spouses and children of members of the U.S. Armed Forces. This first proclamation entered in effect at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on March 13, 2020, while the second proclamation will be in force starting this Monday, March 16, 2020 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for 30 days. Must enter through one of 13 designated U.S. airports. Further to these announcements, the Department of Homeland Security issued a statement indicating that U.S. citizens and lawful permanent residents, as well as their immediate families departing from the UK, Ireland, Schengen countries, China, and Iran, will be required to travel through a selected list of 13 U.S. airports, which are Boston Logan International Airport, BOS, Massachusetts Chicago O'Hare International Airport, ORD, Illinois Dallas Fort Worth International Airport, DFW, Texas Detroit Metropolitan Airport, DTW, Michigan Daniel K. Inouye International Airport, HNL, Hawaii Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, ATL, Georgia John F. Kennedy International Airport, JFK, New York Los Angeles International Airport, LAX, California Miami International Airport, MIA, Florida Newark Liberty International Airport, EWR, New Jersey San Francisco International Airport, San Francisco Airport, California Seattle Tacoma International Airport, SEA, Washington Washington Dulles International Airport, IAD, Virginia must self-quarantine upon their return to the United States, U.S. citizens and lawful permanent residents, as well as their immediate